The Women's March on Washington is a grassroots effort that started the day after the election when 40 women in Hawaii decided to march on Washington the day after the inauguration. What started off as a small effort grew to over 600 marches across six continents. Damian Moore will be marching Saturday at 11 a.m. at City Hall in Abilene. He's marching for issues that affect different groups of people, including
Disabled people, immigrants, of course, in this time, that's very significant. LGBT, women's rights, economic equality, environmentalism, because if we don't save the earth, we won't have anything else to save. And then, of course, religious freedom and maintaining that.
Moore and his friend Justin Gang co-founded a group called Compassion and Human Rights in Abilene to expose and fight injustice. Justin is currently pursuing a master's degree in history and says studying history has helped him realize how easily a country can become divided. He says we have to learn from the past.
And I think we have. If you look at it, there was a time where people had no concept of domestic abuse, where people didn't challenge slavery. And our dialogue has evolved that we can challenge those things.
Some people in Abilene are even traveling to larger cities in Texas to attend a march. Kimberly Moreno is going to Austin. She says she wants women to stand in solidarity with one voice.
We want progress. We're not going to go back in time and go back to the way things were before when sexual harassment, sexual assault, and things like that were okay.
Moreno is concerned about the upcoming administration. She says the march isn't just about women. Instead, it's for anyone who felt marginalized by Donald Trump's campaign rhetoric. For KACU, I'm Trevor Wyatt.